Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
Hello, this is Elsie.
It's time for this month's Picture Dictionary. You guys should open up your A Plus magazines to Unit 3 now, because the pictures will make it easier to learn these new words.
各位同学，又到了我们 Picture Dictionary 图解字典的时间啦，赶快打开你的杂志来学单字吧。So, what kind of words are we going to introduce today?
Well, our title is、mm-hmm. Welcome to My House.
Does that mean we'll see the inside of your house?
Oh, good grief, no! I would need to clean it up before any cameras can come inside、mm-hmm. and start taking pictures.
Okay, don't worry.
Yeah, I don't need to worry. We're not even going to go inside a house in today's lesson.
That's because all of the words we're going to learn about in today's picture dictionary are the things that are found outside or、mm-hmm. even on top of a house.
Yes, some of these you may not see much in Taiwan, especially if you live in the city,、mm-hmm. but they're very useful words to know anyway. Let's take a look at our first set of words.
Welcome to my house.
Driveway.
Driveway.
Mark parked his car in the driveway so he can wash it.
Mark parked his car in the driveway so he can wash it.
Fence.
Fence.
There is a wooden fence around my backyard.
There is a wooden fence around my backyard.
Hedge.
Hedge.
Daniel planted a row of hedges between his house and his neighbors.
Daniel planted a row of hedges between his house and his neighbors.
Lawn.
Lawn.
Please mow the lawn because the grass is too tall.
Please mow the lawn, because the grass is too tall.
Garage.
Garage.
Ben parks his car in the garage.
Ben parks his car in the garage.
Mailbox.
Mailbox.
Tony checked the mailbox for a letter from his pen pal.
Tony checked the mailbox for a letter from his pen pal.
So our first word is driveway, okay? It's all one word and it's spelled D-R-I-V-E-W-A-Y, driveway. A driveway is often in front of or to one side of a house, though it can be behind a house as well. It belongs to that house and it's the place where people park their car. This means they don't have to leave it on the street. It doesn't have a roof though, so the car may get wet or dirty. And sometimes we just say drive, D-R-I-V-E, drive instead of driveway.
Okay, 今天第一个要跟同学们介绍的单字啊就是 driveway, 私人车道。在国外呢大多都是独栋的房子，每个房子都会有自己的 driveway。另外呢刚Pat老师有提到 drive, D-R-I-V-E, drive 这个字本身当名词的时候也是私人车道的意思哦。
Yeah, in this case, drive is just a noun,、
yes.
although we normally use drive、mm-hmm. as a verb, but、mm-hmm. you can see how the two things are related. Well, let's put driveway in a sentence. Mark parked his car in the driveway so he can wash it.
例句提到呢 ,Mark 把车停在私人车道上以便洗车。So we can say somebody parked his or her car in the driveway.、
Mm-hmm.
某人把车子停在私人车道上。What's our next word, Pat?
Well, the next word is fence. F-E-N-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
Fence, okay? A fence is a tall barrier. So think like a wall, okay? Goes round something to show where that area begins or ends. And it also keeps things inside or outside.、
Mm-hmm.
Basically stops people from crossing unless they climb over it or go through a gate.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, fences are often made of wood,or wire, you see those metal ones with sort of lots of cross bits in,、
yeah.
but they can be made of metal as well. You might have a metal fence around、
mm-hmm.
something. Now you might have a fence around your garden to stop your dog running away or to show which part is your garden and which part of it is your neighbor's garden.
Right.
I guess you could have one at the front as well so people couldn't just walk straight、mm-hmm. into your kind of house and your garden area.
Yeah, or you can prevent some thieves. Yes,
yeah, you'll see
house,
a lot
right?
of buildings and schools will have, if they don't have a wall, they might have a fence around it just to stop people crossing in and out and going where they're not supposed to go.
Right, fence 就是篱笆或是栅栏的意思。We can see wooden fences, 木质的篱笆 metal fences, 金属制的篱笆 and so on. Fences can be used to do many things, like what you said. We can use fences to keep our pets from running away.
It doesn't work with cats. They just jump on top of the fence and then
okay,
sleep there.
篱笆呢可以防止我们的宠物逃跑，也可以划分 garden 花园的范围。However, it is also very rare to see fences here in Taiwan, especially in Taipei.
That's true, but you might find them, for example, at a baseball ground to stop the ball from flying into the stands and hitting people. We can call that a fence as well. That's why we say someone is swinging for the fences. Mm-hmm. They're trying to hit the ball into the fence around and into the people.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another example of fence. There is a wooden fence around my backyard.
例句提到呢，我们家后院啊，周围有一排木质的篱笆。
Now, if you don't have a fence around your yard or garden, you might have a hedge, H-E-D-G-E, hedge. And that is today's next word.
家里四周如果没有 fence 的话呢，或许会有 hedge. What is a hedge, Pat?
Well, a hedge is like a wall or a fence, okay? But it's a wall of trees or bushes, something that is green and alive. So hedges have the same purpose as fences. They show where an area starts or ends. But unless a hedge is very thick, it doesn't do much of a good job in keeping things in or out, because you can go under or over or through if you're an animal a bit easier, okay? You also have to make sure you look after the hedge to stop it growing too big. You have to cut it with those things, okay? On the other hand, hedges look nicer. You know, they're green, they're growing, they might have flowers or something, and you can cut them into interesting shapes as well.
Like a heart shape.
Yeah,
oh,
or an animal shape, something like that.
Hedge 就是树篱啦。什么是树篱呢？也就是用草或树木搭成的篱笆。作用和 fence 差不多，只是用 hedge 来当篱笆的话呢，要注意草木生长的状况哦，要定期修剪。当然，你也可以去把它修剪成自己喜欢的 shape 形状。
Here's a sentence with hedge. Daniel planted a row of hedges between his house and his neighbors.
例句提到呢 ，Daniel 在他家和邻居家中间呢，种了一排树篱 ，a row of hedges.
Yeah, exactly. You can also say hedge rows, which are sort of rows. Yeah, you often find them between fields as well. If you go out into the country, you might find hedges separating different fields. But here we're talking about houses. Now, inside your hedge or inside your fence, you'll find your garden. Part of the garden might be trees or flowers or maybe even a pond with some fish in it. But there's also likely to be your lawn, L-A-W-N, lawn.
Hedge, 树篱可以用来围住 garden, 那么 garden 里面呢可能会有 lawn. So what is a lawn?
Well, a lawn is a large flat area of grass. Now, in order to make it look nice, you have to mow, M-O-W, mow it, okay, like that, yeah, which means using a machine to keep the grass short. You also have to get rid of any weeds, W-E-E-D-S, weeds, which are plants that you just don't want to grow there.
Lawn 就是草皮草地啦。Don't forget to mow your lawn or remove the weeds. 不要忘记用机器割草或是除去杂草哦。
Yeah, some people are really proud of their lawn. They want it to look beautiful. Here's a sentence with lawn.Please mow the lawn because the grass is too tall.
例句提到呢，请修剪草地，因为草太高了。So, what's the name of the machine that you use to mow the lawn?
Yeah, that's right. We use the word mow in that example sentence. The machine we use to mow a lawn is called either a lawn mower, M-O-W-E-R, or you can just say mower.
mower. Okay, so 割草除草机我们可以说 a lawn mower 或是直接说它是 mower 就可以了 M-O-W-E-R.
Now, remember that our first word today was driveway.
Yeah.
Okay, the driveway is that kind of flat piece, usually stone or something.
Without a roof,
yeah, where people leave their cars.Another place people leave their cars is their garage, G-A-R-A-G-E, garage.
Garage. 同学们还记得今天介绍的第一个单词 driveway? We can park our cars not only in the driveway, but also in a garage.
Yep, a garage. Now, some people in the UK will say this a little differently. We will just call it a garage.
Okay? Garage.
Yeah, that's how we pronounce it in the UK. You might also hear it garage.
So, 美式发音是 garage, 英式发音是 garage.
Yeah, that's right. Both mean the same thing, okay? And a garage is a small building where you can park your car or store things that you don't want to put inside the house. Maybe you don't have room, you don't use it very often, or it just doesn't fit.Some garages are attached to your house, and you can go back and forth without going outside. Others are buildings that are off by themselves. Now, in Taiwan, many apartment buildings have garages underneath them.
Yeah, garage is 车库。美式发音在这边再提醒同学们一次哦，叫做 garage。那英式发音是 garage。通常大楼地下室底下都会有 garage 车库。
Now let's put garage in a sentence. Ben parks his car in the garage.
Ben 把他的车停在车库里。What about parking lots? What's the difference between a garage and a parking lot?
Well, a garage is usually either private or just for one building, whereas a parking lot is for anyone to use.
Oh, parking lot 就像是公共停车场这样。I got it.
Okay, now our last item is mailbox, which is one word spelled M-A-I-L-B-O-X, mailbox. And this mailbox stands outside your house, often where your front yard or garden meets the road. It's a box that the mail carrier puts all your letters in. Some houses don't have them, and the mail carriers have to come up to the house and put them through the box in your door or in a box on the wall on the side of your house. But some houses make it easier for the carriers by having a mailbox right next to the street.
Mailbox, 信箱。讲到信箱，就要跟同学们补充几个单字。邮差怎么说呢？可以说 mail carrier, 或者是 postman. And how do we call those green and red things that stand on the streets for people to put mail in?
They're post boxes.
Post boxes, 邮筒。
So let's give you a last example sentence for mailbox. Tony checked the mailbox for a letter from his pen pal.
Tony 查看信箱，找到一封呢，找一封来自笔友的信。Pen pal, 笔友。Okay, I think that's all of our words for today. So it's time for us to end today's lesson.
So, Elsie, do you have any of these things at your house? A driveway, fence, hedge, lawn, garage, and mailbox.
我们家有没有今天单字中出现的东西呢 There's a garage in my apartment building, and I have a mailbox, but it's not on the street. It's on the first floor in my apartment building.How about you?
Well, yes, I have those same two things, parking garage and the mailbox. My parents' house in the UK has a drive or driveway and a garage and a lawn with fences around it. We used to have hedges near one of the roads our house looked on, but we don't have it anymore. They've had to cut it down. It just got too old, and there's a fence there now.Our mailbox is on the side of the house, though. It's not next to the road.
That's
so
really
that
cute.
Means that people have to come all the way up. And can we actually, my parents' house is difficult to find because the drive is covered by trees and it's hard to see.
Oh, okay, I get it. So, 佩老师家您在英国的家有 driveway, 有 garage, 还有草皮，还有篱笆。I have a picture in my head now. It must be big and beautiful.
Yeah, it is pretty much. But that's all the time we have for today. Join us tomorrow for some more.Things you'll find outside your house. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Some of my friends are in a yoga class, so I might as well go.
Some of my friends are in a yoga class, so I might as well go.
Oh, 我的朋友说我的骨头太不能 Q 了、oh, 听说现在习惯上瑜伽，瑜伽不就是拉拉筋？这谁不会？不行不行，天好热。你有没有发现现在真的越来越多人健身都会去上瑜伽课？瑜伽其实是来自一个古印度文化，本来是一种宗教仪式，后来慢慢就变成现代人寻求心灵平静以及伸展身体的一种运动啦。所以瑜伽这个字的英文其实就是从借印度文发音而来的 yoga Y-O-G-A， 所以有些朋友在上瑜伽课，我们就可以像今天的小聚会说的 Some of my friends are in a yoga class, so I might as well go. Some of my friends are in a yoga class, so I might as well go. 后面这句话 I might as well go 意思就是说我不如也去看看 I might as well go。 其实现在越来越多人注重运动，像是有些人就会加入夜跑团呢、你也可以照样造句啦。Some of my friends are in jogging groups， 或是有些人会上健身房 gym， 整句话也可以变成 Some of my friends are going to the gym。 举了这么多例子，赶快看看自己想要加入哪一种运动吧。 Let's review again today's sentence。 Some of my friends are in a yoga class, so I might as well go。跟朋友一起互相激励，找专业的教练或老师，不用再像我这样自己做半套的 yoga 咯。
Some of my friends are in a yoga class, so I might as well go.
Some of my friends are in a yoga class, so I might as well go.
Chit chat.
Clothes 是衣服
哦，那一件衣服一定就是 a cloth 咯。
好了，收好了。Lala, look at this cloth and this cloth. You should fold them or put them away.
哦，好了好了 ，After the show.
等一下，哎呀，这一件怎么那么臭啊？而且好脏哦。
你待多久没洗？你说。
好像一年多吧。
什么一年多？我要去洗衣服了。
这些两年多都没洗耶。可是好奇怪哦，刚刚表姐怎么会把我心爱的 clothes 衣服当作是布 cloth？ 她该不会 clothes 的单数是 cloth 吧？一般来说 cloth 是当作布料的意思，像是丝绸啦、silk、cotton、棉质啦等等，或者呢，它可以当作是特殊用途的一块布哦。For example, could you get me a wet cloth to wipe the table? 另外呢 ,cloth 其实常用于复合词，像是桌布的话就是 tablecloth, 而擦碗的这个布呢或是擦盘子的布呢我们就称为 dishcloth。可是 clothes, 衣服它总是复数形成现哦，表示衣服的总称，像是上衣啦、裤子啦、裙子等等都是 clothes, 所以它是没有单数型的。因此在口语上如果要提到某一件衣物，像是 a t-shirt, 直接讲它是什么东西就好啦，像是我想买一件洋装 I want to buy a dress.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Cloth 如果当作是桌布等的特殊用途的布就是可数名词，所以它的复数形其实是 cloths, C-L-O-T-H-S。不要以为 clothes 是它的复数型哦，因为 clothes 是衣服的总称，总是以复数型呈现。
Welcome to my house.
Driveway.
Driveway.
Mark parked his car in the driveway so he can wash it.
Mark parked his car in the driveway so he can wash it.
Fence.
Fence.
There is a wooden fence around my backyard.
There is a wooden fence around my backyard.
Hedge.
Hedge.
Daniel planted a row of hedges between his house and his neighbors.
Daniel planted a row of hedges between his house and his neighbors.
Lawn.
Lawn.
Please mow the lawn because the grass is too tall.
Please mow the lawn because the grass is too tall.
Garage.
Garage.
Ben parks his car in the garage.
Ben parks his car in the garage.
Mailbox.
Mailbox.
Tony checks the mailbox for a letter from his pen pal.
Tony checks the mailbox for a letter from his pen pal.